Oh no. Oh no. No, no.
Oh man. You ever see His Story? The Michael Jackson documentary?
I haven't.
Of his last, he's preparing for his last tour that he never went on.
I think I watched pieces of it, but I don't know if I've seen it all the way throughout.
Look, man, you can say what you want about Michael Jackson. Dude's definitely a weirdo and all that things. I have my crazy conspiracy theory is that he died when his hair caught on fire and they replaced him with a guy who turned out to be a really weirdo. But that's just my conspiracy theory. I have no proof of that. I'm just pulling it out of thin air. But I'm looking at these papers as if they have what I was going to say on it, but they don't. But so... No, Michael Jackson and His Story is amazing because the guy, you can see the absolute genius involved and the meticulousness that he does while he's performing. It's amazing. If you want to see a true genius and artist who knows, like, he's running with his band, Beat It, and the dude knows every single note of every single instrument and probably could play most of them as well. The guy's just phenomenal.
Yeah. And if you want to see some really great artists at work, you can check out the Devil Radio 92.7 FM Facebook page, because Brian and I are broadcasting this radio show live on Facebook right now.
It's true. You can also check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can also get that at any fine app store that you would like to get into.
Yeah, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio 92.7.
So many ways to get involved in the Devil Radio program. See, that's the next show, Devil's Advocate. See, that's the thing is you got to transition. We're dueling tangents. If you want to get involved, get us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Andy in Beaver Dam. How you doing, Andy?
Not too bad. Two things. I want to commend you two guys, Fancy Brian and Luke. Over the last four programs, your first four, you guys really do a good job, and you dig up these pearls of interest that, you know, really, you know, people don't always think of. So that's one good thing. Hats off to you guys.
Thanks, man.
And the other thing is, in answer to Ronnie's question, every progressive in Milwaukee and Madison and everything else is going to have to vote next year if Tony's going to make it in because, for example, I'm out in Dodge County, and there's only maybe, well, I might be exaggerating the level, but there's a handful of Democrats compared to what you have in Madison and so forth. So it's going to take all hands on deck to make sure that Tony gets a second term. That's my take on the whole political situation. I don't know what you guys think, but that's, you know.
Don't underestimate Tony Evers' ground game. I think leading up to it, I think he will run all across up north like crazy and then do spot locations in the south. But I think he'll be running all over up north. I think he'll go to every single school up north and do a thing with every kid and talk to as many parents as possible.
That's
I think that'd be the best thing he could do, I would think.
I don't think Rebecca, in spite of it, I mean, in spite of her being pretty and all that, that doesn't play. It's all about what's on your agenda.
Maybe if I wasn't the candidate, but maybe if I'm running against her, but maybe if I was, let's say, a third party group, I would just play over and over again her stance on gay marriage over and over and over again ad nauseum. Because
you could give me
a lot of reasonable takes and you can give me some, you know, conservative ideas I may not disagree with. But the anti-gay marriage thing, that just pretty much sealed it for me before it even started.
Yeah. And thanks so much for calling, Andy. I do not know necessarily how well that's going to work. I mean, I believe the Neubauer campaign, when it was Supreme Court, did the same thing against then Hagedorn, who was running, who is now Justice Hagedorn.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the trick, Brian. I don't know what... There's not a silver bullet.
Hagedorn at least was a little bit more, I'd say, clinical about it. I'd say scholarly about it and a lot less abrasive.
Fair enough. I just recent sampling would tell
me
that
wrong.
Doesn't work.
I was crestfallen when Hagedorn won, and it really, really bothered me. But again, dudes turned out to be a lot cooler than we thought he would be.
I'm not going to hope that one conservative on the court, like Justice Roberts and Brian Hagedorn, are going to save us. So
I don't think so either. I'm just very happy that, I was wrong once.
Yeah, fair enough.
As one of those things I'm really happy to admit.
But yeah, like you were discussing, I think it's going to be interesting to see whether or not there are disaffected voters because of all these issues that we talked about today, from up and down the line. Just if they're not seeing results because we can agree on these things, but nothing's actually coming of it. I don't know if people are going to sit out in 2022. I don't know if it's going to be Republicans sitting on the sideline because Trump's name isn't on the ballot. I don't know if it's going to be Dems sitting on the sideline because they didn't get the wish items or wish list items that they had wanted for. So I think it's going to be a really interesting election year. And I think really the important thing is going to be who's paying attention. And so that's what it'll come down to.
I think more people need to pay attention to Sarah Rodriguez. I think people need to pay attention to folks that have appeal in mostly conservative areas that can speak to people like that, who are also outside of politics, because if you are a lifelong Dem, they're not going to even give you the time of day. You know, if you have a lifelong Dem resume, you're already behind the eight ball. But if you're just somebody who's like Sarah, I am passionate about this. This is the issue I'm talking about. And you heard her. She's, you know, completely clear about what she's talking about. But again, when I asked her what was your secret, she like basically went to 1,000 people, talked to thousands and thousands of people, and also everybody moved there.
Yeah.
So if we could just move everybody evenly to all the districts, we just not just a redistricting, a rehoming program for progressives. I've always thought that's pretty bad, especially even if you offer them fair money or maybe 150% above money. Like,
we're going to pay you to relocate. You just need to go here.
Yeah, just like they did in Mount Pleasant. They gave 150% of what their land was worth, and they still have nothing to show for it. Really good job. And by the way, Sarah hit on one of my favorite topics, again, the entrepreneurship, the lack thereof, worse than Mississippi burning Mississippi. We're not good at entrepreneurial growth, but yet we put all our eggs in one basket in Foxconn. Imagine what that type of investment could, even if, let's say, like 40% of those businesses fail, if 60% of them work, you got a return on investment.
Yeah, a lot more than what we're getting now with just a giant glass dome that's sitting there, and it's kind of cool to look at as you drive by on the freeway.
Yeah, I would rather have a whole bunch of lottery tickets than one that I'm pretty sure will probably has a not good chance of winning.
And has a history of not winning.
That, yeah, over and over
and promising the moon and then being like, oh, never mind, we're not
going to
do
that.
Yeah,
but you got to spend money to make money, right? Yeah. But you could also invest in several hundred, whatever.
Right. Right.
These are all ideas that will never see the light of day because of lack of redistricting.
And we're going down some tangents right now, which is pretty much the name of this show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Welcome, and thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you to State Rep Sarah Rodriguez. You're pretty darn awesome. We're going to make sure you come back on this show because we need to champion voices like hers, reasonable people who will like to go and find a reasonable solution and would like to maybe have a counterpart that would help her and fill in the things that we need to do. Because we might want to go and have the moon, and some actual conservative reasonable thought will say, maybe we should do this instead, and maybe you can find somewhere reasonable in between. But like she said, we have to agree on the same shared reality.
Right.
And that's the issue.
The brown piece of paper is not a cockatoo.
Oh, man, it looks like a cockatoo, though.
The Devil's Advocates are coming up next. We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Stay tuned to Devil Radio. You can always listen on the Devil Radio app, and we'll see you the same time tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m.